The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 48, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 28, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
King Yudhishthira said, O my lot, I am the most sinful man. Just see my heart, which is full of ignorance. This body, which is ultimately meant for others, has killed many, many phalanxes of men.
Ohomi pasyata, pasyata agyanam, hridi rudham, duratmanah, parakasaiva, dehasa, babho me akhohini hata. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj says that this body is meant for others. It is others' body. Everyone should be interested for his own body. Who is interested for others' body? I eat for maintenance of my body, not that your body. It is the very good argument given by Yudhishthira Maharaj that first of all ascertain whether it is your body. If for the bodily sense gratification, satisfaction, we are committing so many sinful lives. But first of all, consider whether this body is yours. Now, first of all, consideration is this body is given by the father and mother. So, actually, the body belongs to the father and mother. Or, just like the slaves, they sell their body to the master. So somebody, he maintains your body, then it becomes, the body belongs to him. Suppose you are working somewhere and he is giving you money for maintaining your body. Then actually the body is maintained for the person who gives me payment. You see, so many people are going to the other side of the river, running very quickly to go there, because the body is sold to that master who is paying for eating. Otherwise, why is taking the body there? So, actually the body belongs to other. And spiritually, the body belongs to Krishna. But when we forget our relationship with Krishna, the body belongs to somebody else. That's a fact. Then we think that the body belongs to my father and mother or these or that. Sometimes we do not think that. So why, from material point of view, if the body does not belong to me, why shall I commit so many sinful activities for others? So, Yudhishthira Maharaj is repentant that parakasya eva dehasya mamho me akhohini hata. Many hundreds and thousands of soldiers, horses, elephants, men, oh yeah, killed. Oh, Kohini, there is a calculation, 64,000 elephants, 64,000 horses, and 64,000, like that exactly I cannot, but some of the items are 64,000. Chariots, one, and nowadays it is called, exactly, a group of soldiers, what is it called?
Phalanx.
Phalanx, and another name is there. No. What is that? Tradition?
Division.
Division. One division. One division of army consisting of so many horses, so many elephants, chariot, there are different types of fighters. Somebody would fight from the back, riding on the back of the elephant, somebody on horses, that is also nowadays current, cavalry, and somebody on chariot, somebody standing, infantry. So, one Okhoini means 64,000 elephants, horses, chariot, and so many thousand infantry, that makes one division. So, Krishna himself gave so many divisions to Duryodhana. Altogether there are 18 divisions, or more than that. They're all killed. So, actually, a sane man is thinking that, after all, the idea was that I should be enthroned on this chair, on this throne of the kingdom, and for me, so many animals and men were killed. Here it is mentioned, yes. A solid phalanx of 21,870 chariots, 21,870 elephants, 109,650 infantry, and 65,600 cavalry is called a Okshayan. Such 18 divisions of soldiers were there on one side. And many Okshayanis were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Maharaj Yudhishthira, as the most pious king of the world, takes for himself the responsibility of killing such a huge number of living beings because the battle was fought to reinstate him on the throne. This body is, after all, meant for others. While there is life in the body, it is meant for the service of the other, and it is dead, it is meant to be eaten up by the dogs and jackals. Even that is dead body, that is also meant for others. If you throw it on the street, then it will be eaten by the animals and the vultures. The body is meant for others. Or if you don't throw, if you burn it, then it is the right of the sons to burn it. Then it belongs to them. So, either living or dead, logically, the body belongs to others. And another logic is, who is interested to maintain a body which belongs to others? This is logic. And another point is that everyone is maintaining this body with so many sinful activities. although the body does not belong to him. So, real sanity is to understand that this body belongs to Krishna. We are misunderstanding that this body belongs to my father and mother or my master or to the cats and dogs or the vulture in so many ways. That is material. Materially we can understand that. But spiritually this body belongs to Krishna. Because the body is meant of, prepared by the eight elements. We have got the five elements, bhumi, rapa, nala, vayu. There is earth, water, air, fire, and the mind, and the intelligence, and the false ego. This is the eight combination of the matter. Then the matter being agitated, there are 10 senses, and then sense objects. In this way, this body is composition of 24 elements. But all these elements, Krishna says, Bhinna me prakriti astadha, that is my energy. This body is made by Krishna's properties. Earth, water, air, fire, this is all Krishna's property. You cannot create earth, or you cannot create water, you cannot create a sky, nothing of the material elements. It is created by Krishna, and this body is, this external body is made of these eight elements. Similarly, I am also Krishna's. Aparayam mitasya vidhimi prakritim para jiva bhuta. Me para prakriti jiva bhuta. Jiva, the living entity, they are para prakriti, superior energy, but that is also me, mine. So I, as aham brahmasmi, because Krishna is absolute, in that sense, I, the energy of Krishna and Krishna, we are one. Aham brahmasmi means that. Or I belong to Krishna. The Mahabadi thinks that I have become Krishna. No, the Vaishnava philosophy is that I am Krishna's property. Not that I become Krishna. That's why the part and parcel of my body, this finger, the finger can claim that I am part and parcel of the body, but the finger cannot claim that I am the whole body. That is not possible. So actually, our body belongs to Krishna, and I also belong to Krishna. So parakya, in both senses, it belongs to other. Other means Krishna. So, logically, both the body, mind, intelligence, and myself, everything should be engaged for Krishna's interest. That is real knowledge. That is real knowledge. Krishna says that khetrugancha vimang vidhi sarva khetresu bharat. He is also khetrugna. I am khetrugna because I possess this body, and the body is khetra, the field of activities. Just like here, the cultivators, they have got, each one of them have got some land, and they are producing food grains or any other products according to his ability and capacity, and he is enjoying this property. Therefore, he is called Khetraga or Khetri. The field is called Khetra and the owner is called Khetri or Khetraga. Khetraga means that cultivator knows that this earmarked land is mine, Khetraga. It belongs to me. So actually, this field does not belong to him. It belongs to the government. Because he has to pay, collect tax to the collector. So actually, land does not belong to him. It belongs to the government. Similarly, where is the difficulty to understand that although I am cultivating this body, karma, taking this body as my field of activities, we are doing work. Everyone can understand it. But finally, this body belongs to Krishna, as this land belongs to the government. Therefore, Krishna claims, Khetragancabhi Mangabiddhi. As there are in cities two taxes, occupier tax and owner's tax, rented house. Actually, the house belongs to the landlord. But the tenant also claims, this is my house. But finally, the house belongs to the landlord. So, Krishna claims, Khetraganca bhimang vidhi sarva khetre suhard. The same example, as the piece of land, some bigas of land, belongs to a certain person, he can claim, this is my land. Similarly, other man can claim, it is my land, other can claim my land, but all these lands belongs to the government. Similarly, I claim this is my body, you claim it is your body, he claims it is his body, but ultimately all bodies becomes to Krishna. This is clear understanding. Where is the difficulty to understand that everything belongs to Krishna? Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. So, this is knowledge. This is knowledge, and when you come to the right knowledge, after many, many births, even Maharaj Yudhishthira, of course, he is playing the part of ordinary man, pious man. Pious man is also not perfect. Yudhishthira Maharaj should have thought like this, that yes, this body does not belong to me, but it belongs to Krishna, and Krishna desired that with this body there must be fighting for his satisfaction. So Arjuna thought like that. Arjuna is higher grade devotee than Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj has got personal consideration. When Krishna advised him that you go to Dronacharya and speak this lie, that his son Ashwatthama is dead, otherwise he will not die. He go and speak. So he hesitated. He said, how is that? I never spoke lie. How can I go and say in the lie? So this personal consideration is there, that if I speak lies, then I will be sinful and I will be punished and so on, so on. But a devotee does not think like that. Maybe it is sinful, but it will satisfy Krishna, I must do it. This is devotee's decision. Just like Krishna sometimes becomes sick. So, in Dwarka, you have seen that play in Bombay. and so many physicians came, nobody could cure him. Then Krishna suggested his own medicine, that if some of my devotees will give the dust of his feet on my head, then I will cure him. So the first devotee, Narada and others, everywhere, it was approached that give your dust of feet, Krishna is suffering. No, how can I give dust of feet? See, his Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when the gopis were approached, when they heard that Krishna is sick and he is in urgently necessity of the dust of his devotees' feet, see, immediately they began to give. Take it immediately. They did not consider that giving the dust of my feet to Krishna, I shall go to hell. Never mind. I shall go to hell. It doesn't matter. But let Krishna be cured. That is first consideration. So this is the topmost devotee. Prepared to do anything without any consideration. That is devotee. Unnavilasita sunnam. Anukullena krishnanusilanam. There should be no personal desire. There should be zero. Unnavilasita sunnam jnana karmadana. Simply, one should try to please Krishna. There is no other concern. Only to satisfy Krishna. That is pure bhakti. That is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vyavasatmika buddhi reke ha kurunandana. Bhavishata janantasya buddhi abhyavasayana. This is perfect conclusion that I shall execute the desire of Krishna. But Krishna is not physically present before me. Then how I shall know what Krishna desires? That is not very difficult. Krishna's representative is there, the spiritual master. If you fulfill the desire of the spiritual master, then you fulfill the desire of Krishna. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. That is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. If you please your spiritual master, then you know that I have pleased Krishna. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Jasya aprasadat na gati kutopi. If you displease your spiritual master, then you are nowhere. Your position is lost. Therefore, yesterday we were explaining the 10 kinds of offenses. Out of 10 kinds of offenses, the serious offense is gurur avagya, disobedience of the order of guru. This is the verdict of the shastra. Krishna is helping us in so many ways. He comes personally to help us, to deliver us from these clutches of Maya. And he advises, sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. And when he is not physically present, he keeps Bhagavad Gita left by him so that others may read and take advantage of the sublime instruction of Krishna. So, he is helping us from within. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. From within. Tini brahma rida. These statements are there in the shastras. He expounded the Vedic knowledge, hrida, from the heart. Brahma means Vedic knowledge, Sabda Brahma, to Brahma. Because at that time there was nobody to instruct him. How he got the instruction of Vedas? Because Krishna instruction, Krishna hate chatur mukh, hai Krishna sevanu mukh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. Chatur mukh means Brahma. So, being instructed by Krishna, Brahma became inclined to serve Krishna. Therefore, he has written Brahma Sangita. Govindam Madhipurisam Tamaham Bhajami. He understands, here is Adipurus. I am the only creature now within the universe. So, I am getting instruction from Krishna. Rida from my heart. So Krishna, when instructs from within the heart, he is called Chaitya Guru. And that Chaitya Guru is expanded by the process, personal presentation of spiritual masters. Both ways he is helping us. Krishna is so kind. Guru Krishna Kripa. Krishna is helping from within, but sometimes we are so dull, naturally, that we cannot understand. Therefore, he sends his representative to instruct externally. So he is helping internally and externally. There is no difference between the internal and external instructor. We should take advantage of this instruction. That is called vyavasadmika buddhi, fixed up resolution. Fixed up resolution. If we become fixed up in this resolution, that whatever we have heard from my guru, the representative of Krishna, I must execute it. I do not care for my personal convenience or inconvenience. This is my life and soul. Then your life is perfect. Then your life is. If I make some amendment, addition, alteration, in the name of Krishna or Guru, then it is what? No. We should receive the instruction as it is, especially, Krishna says, just like Krishna says to Yudhishthira, go and speak the lie. And he speaks to Arjuna that Yudhasya Mahamanusma, you would fight. So now the instruction is the same to everyone. Krishna knows who is capable to do something particular. And similarly Guru also knows. So it is not that the same instruction is given to all. There may be, because variety. It is not impersonalism, one kind of. No. Variety. Krishna is Anandamaya. Ananda means variety is the mother of enjoyment. Unless there are varieties, how there can be Ananda? Krishna is Satchidananda. So, Krishna's business is variety. The Mayavadi, they cannot understand. They simply understand that we are one. No. Varieties. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikkhala khabrati susuravi ravipalan. Krishna is enjoying varieties. He is living in the Chintamani, dham. There are Surabhi, he is tending the cows. He is playing with the coward boy. He is making jokes with the gopis. He is enjoying the company, varieties. He is becoming the son, dependent son, Mother Yashoda. So Krishna is variety. Without variety there cannot be enjoyment. So therefore, variety of instruction also. So that is given by the spiritual master. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. Because Krishna is not one-sided. So as confidential representative of Krishna, we have to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. As it is given particular to me, I should execute without any personal consideration. That is the perfection of life. Because after all, this body is meant for Krishna, the mind is meant for Krishna, I am also Krishna's part and part is also parakasaiva. Everything belongs to somebody else. Finally, that somebody else is Krishna. So if we fix up our mind on the lotus feet of Krishna and serve him, and then our life is perfect. Thank you very much.